The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of May, 2008. The second Sunday in May, it's Mother's Day in the United States, the biggest day of the year for long-distance telephone calls. All of it, the idea of a woman named Anna Jarvis, who wanted to honor her mother, Anna Reeves Jarvis, swore at her mother's grave that she would make a day dedicated to women, campaign for it for years. Finally, in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made it a national holiday. Anna Jarvis was concerned about the commercialization of Mother's Day. She said, "I want it to be a day of sentiment, not profit." She was against the selling of flowers. She thought greeting cards were a poor excuse for the letter you were too lazy to write. Nonetheless, Mother's Day has become one of the best days of the year for florists. And when Anna Jarvis was sick and penniless and living out the last years of her life in nursing homes, her bills were paid, unbeknownst to her, by the florist's exchange. Oscar Wilde said, "All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That's his." It's the birthday of the painter Salvador Dali, born in Figueras, Spain, 1904, a surrealist painter influenced by the theories of Sigmund Freud, who made what he called hand-painted dream photographs. Also, a born performer who relished an audience and who found that audience in America. He developed a perfectly waxed, upturned mustache and always carried a cane and continually found a way to get himself into the papers. He wrote two autobiographies, The Secret Life of Salvador Dali and Diary of a Genius, in which he wrote, "The one thing the world will never have enough of is the outrageous." It's the birthday of Stanley Elkin, born in the Bronx, 1930, author of many novels whose heroes are pitchmen, a department store owner in A Bad Man, a disc jockey in The Dick Gibson Show, a politician in The MacGuffin, and The Franchiser, about Ben Flesh, a man so successful at building a nationwide empire of franchises that by the end of the novel he can't tell which state is which. When Stanley Elkin in 1972 was diagnosed with MS, it didn't keep him from writing. He went on to write some of his best books, The Living End, about heaven, hell, and the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and George Mills, about 40 generations of blue-collar men with the name George Mills. Stanley Elkin, who said, "Life's tallest order is to keep the feelings up, to make $2 worth of euphoria go the distance, and life can't do that, so fiction does." Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 18. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometimes too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee." William Shakespeare's sonnet, number 18, "Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day?" That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.